Everyone's been there. You're out and about, and suddenly you have to go, like now. But finding a well-maintained and free public restroom is not always easy. In London, a Twitter feed is trying to change that. A group is collecting and distributing access codes for restrooms around the city. They're called London Loo Codes, you know, loo being short for the John in England. Sophie Bowley Aiken is one of the founders of London Loo Codes.
In London, we have very few public toilets. A lot of them have been closed down. So between 2006 and 2016, we lost 1,782 public toilets because of budget cuts to local councils, which have meant that as they've had to make increasingly difficult decisions about where funds are allocated, public toilets have been one of the things to go.
And why is it important to you that restrooms be available for free?
I'm a young, able-bodied person, and if push comes to shove, I can afford to buy a coffee if I need to use the loo, which I frequently do. But, you know, not everybody's able to do that. There are people with chronic health conditions, or people with kids, or people who are older or pregnant, or people who are sleeping rough who need access to a loo, and there's nowhere for them to go. Not everybody can afford to spend £3 on a coffee just to get the code for a toilet door somewhere in a cafe.
So this is obviously a good thing for people who are, you know, crossing their legs and got to go real bad. Have you gotten any negative feedback, though, from, say, the shop owners where these facilities are?
There hasn't been any explicit pushback. Nobody's contacted us directly. However, we have noticed that a lot of these chains are changing the codes more and more regularly. So there is being pushback in that respect, yeah.
Are there any policy solutions that London Loo Codes is calling for? Like, what would you like the City of London to do right now about public facilities?
We would love to see more provision in London for public loos, but we would also really like the larger chains that kind of populate our high streets in London to take the codes off the doors as well. We think it would be just a really great way for them to increase footfall and to show kind of what they're about and the role that they want to play in our society.
I mean, the fact that if you can afford a $5 latte, you get access to a toilet. If you can't afford it, you're on your own. What does all this tell us about where British society is at today?
I think it tells us that increasingly to participate in society, you have to have money to do it. And, you know, especially with Brexit having just happened, there's been a lot of publicity in London about how London is open and everybody is welcome. But the lack of toilets or just spaces to exist without spending money says to me that London is only open if you have money to spend.
Sophie Bowley Aiken, the co-founder of London Loo Codes, speaking with us from London. Sophie, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me on.